From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama takes his case for extending unemployment benefits and tax cuts on the road today with a visit to a community college in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Back in Washington, meanwhile, White House and congressional negotiators are trying to reach a compromise on keeping Bush-era tax cuts from expiring this month. The Obama administration wants to let the cuts expire on the wealthy. Republicans are fighting to keep that from happening, warning that could dissuade business owners from creating jobs. Delegates from Iran and six world powers are haggling over terms of negotiations the West hopes will limit Tehran's nuclear activities. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva that no breakthroughs are expected.
Iran and the six world powers exchanged pleasantries as they entered the negotiating room, but that did little to mask the deep divisions separating the two sides. The six nations suspect Iran is building an atomic bomb. Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. The Western powers want Tehran to stop enriching uranium, which can be used for fuel in reactors or made into nuclear bombs. The United Nations has imposed tough sanctions to get Iran to cave into these demands. But in a show of defiance, before the talks began, Iran announced it was capable of mining its own raw uranium. Therefore, it could bypass UN sanctions prohibiting import of the material. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Continental Airlines and one of its mechanics have been convicted of manslaughter in a French court. It found them criminally responsible for the crash of a Concorde jet 10 years ago that killed 113 people. Anita Elash reports both were fined as well.
Continental Airlines was fined nearly $270,000. Mechanic John Taylor received a $2,600 fine and a 15-month suspended sentence for involuntary homicide. The Concorde jet burst into flames and crashed in July 2000, shortly after it took off from Charles de Gaulle Airport outside Paris. Everyone on board and four people on the ground were killed. An earlier investigation found that the Concorde hit a titanium strip from a Continental DC-10 airliner, which took off just before the Concorde, that caused a fire in the Concorde's engine. Legal experts say today's judgment could lead to another court case against Continental if Air France tries to recoup $150 million that it paid in compensation to the victims' families. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
One of the most popular announcers on ABC's Monday Night Football has died. Don Meredith, who is also among the most recognizable figures of the early Dallas Cowboys, died yesterday in Santa Fe after suffering a brain hemorrhage. He was 72. This is NPR. Kenyan police say two grenade attacks Friday were not the work of foreign terrorists, as initially suggested. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Nairobi, local criminal gangs are being blamed.
On Friday, several men in separate parts of Nairobi threw grenades at police officers, killing three of them. One of the attacks came in the city's Eastleigh suburb. Eastleigh's a shadowy neighborhood, home to many Somali refugees and some sympathizers of Al-Shabaab, a violent Somali Islamist group. Nairobi police seemed so concerned about the attacks, they called in the FBI for help. But city police officials now say the attacks are just the work of criminal gangs. They said they contacted the FBI for its advanced forensic skills to help figure out where the grenades came from. Yesterday, police here also arrested more than 300 illegal immigrants in a sweep of neighborhoods, including Eastleigh. But officials said the timing of the raid had nothing to do with the grenade attacks. Frank Langfitt, NPR News. Nairobi.
Suicide bomb blasts are responsible for at least 40 deaths in northwest Pakistan today, including two local television journalists. Taliban militants are suspected of carrying out the attack on a government office compound. The U.S. Justice Department is touting success from what it calls a first national operation targeting a broad range of investment scams. Attorney General Eric Holder says the crackdown, dubbed Operation Broken Trust, led to cases against more than 300 alleged criminals and involves more than $8 billion in losses. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 13 points at 11,369, with NASDAQ down 2 at 2589. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.